The biggest control when it comes to cash flow management is controlling yourself, and then you have system controls on top of that, because it's very easy. The richer you get, the easier it is for people to steal from you. Also, the reason you want internal controls is that if you don't have good internal controls, you can't grow. In other words, if you have to watch the till every single day in your little coffee shop, you can't become a Starbucks. So good internal controls, by spreading the numbers, you can grow faster and bigger. People cannot grow, have poor cash flow management controls. Isn't that true, Diane?
Exactly. And internal controls in this case, we're talking about the controls within the business. In other words, the systems that you set up for how the cash will be managed as it comes in your business and how the cash is managed when it goes out. These are all pieces of that very important internal controls. Just a statistic, the average doctor is embezzled from once 72%. That's incredible when you think 72% of the doctors have been embezzled from once.
The reason for that is the control is they have one person managing all their money. So the reason you want to have a bookkeeper and an accountant, two different people, that's check and a balance. You have two different types of control. In our company, we have checks and balances, different people watching. If you have five people, it's hard to get all five people to collaborate.
And in case anybody's listening to this is starting to scratch their head, well, how on earth do I set up internal controls? That is very easy for a good CPA to help you with. And once you set up the systems, it's only your job to make sure they're maintained.
So there's ways of doing it if you'll just keep learning, keep studying it. But cash flow management is probably your most important part of the internal workings of the BI triangle because it affects everything. Diane, I really want to thank you so very much for being a great advisor to me and a great friend.